Dasso lands breakthrough deal for 3 to experience PLM platform. Sometimes you lose, but sometimes you win. A few weeks ago, Dassault Systèmes lost the Bosch PLM deal to Siemens when the German industry giant decided to standardize on Siemens PLM's NX and Teamcenter. Today it appears that the French software developer has returned the favor, winning one of the year's biggest global PLM/PDM deals over Siemens. According to my sources, global telecom company Ericsson has decided to adopt Dassault's Innovia V6 and 3D Experience PLM platform. This is an important decision for Dassault in general, and Innovia V6 and 3D Experience in particular, for several reasons. The most important of these reasons is that Dassault needs a boost regarding the uptake of the relatively new technology that their end-to-end platform represents. With many thousands of seats at stake, this outcome is an exciting win for the French software developer, especially since they beat out tough competitor Siemens PLM and Teamcenter in the final round. Ericsson already has thousands of seats of an older version of Innovia, V5, or rather, an updated version of Matrix 10. The move to Innovia V6 includes a sizable number of new seats and likely includes updates to the existing V5 seats as well. While Siemens PLM didn't lose anything it already had, it did lose the opportunity to make an exciting entrance in a new customer environment. For Dassault, however, this was a must-win situation due to the need for more large referenceable wins alongside the Jaguar Land Rover case in the automotive industry and a couple cases in aerospace. For Ericsson, the choice of Dassault's Innovia on the V6 architecture is driven primarily by the goal of leaving behind the old IBM mainframe-based legacy system PRIM in favor of a modern PLM/PDM system configuration and database engine. However, according to my sources within Ericsson, the decision is also about applying and developing new product realization processes that will better meet the requirements of disruptive technologies and platforms including the cloud, software-driven product development, the Internet of Things, IoT and 5G, next-generation, radio-based wireless communications, among other things. This upgrade chiefly concerns Ericsson's road organization comprising about 25,000 workers, which certainly tells us something about the size of the deal. In this context, another important fact is that 100,000 employees at Ericsson are connected to PRIM, and as Ericsson's Kenneth Skartet said during his presentation at management event in Stockholm, we have Innovia V5 and SAP connected to PRIM. However, Swedish PLM ERP trade magazine Verkstads Forum previously wrote that Agile and PTC's Windchill solutions are also connected to PRIM. As a whole, it is quite a diversified and complex environment, and one that requires an update to become more streamlined and able to adapt to the future. Why telecom is growing strong? This environment has served Ericsson's basic business demands well in an expanding market. PLM analyst CN Data points to 4 major factors behind the telecommunications sector's strong worldwide growth. Demand for additional voice telephone communication. As countries such as China develop a consumer economy, demand for basic communications devices goes up. Demand for additional lines for internet and email communication. As companies and markets become more global in nature, the need to communicate with customers and suppliers increases. Demand for wireless communication. Wireless technology has become a staple not only for business and personal use in developed countries, but also as a primary means of communication in developing countries that have not, or will not, put a wide-ranging landline system infrastructure in place. Not only does this drive the demand for mobile devices, but also increases demand for ground equipment, receiving and transmission, and satellites as well. This demand has grown exponentially due to the convergence of computing and telephony offered by smartphones. The resulting need for bandwidth will drive growth in networking equipment and cloud-based services. Deregulation and privatization of national telephone companies. In order to satisfy the demand for increased communications, government-owned companies are finding it necessary to privatize in order to acquire the capital to expand. This trend has also been influenced by the World Trade Agreement on Basic Telecommunications Services. Complex BOMs and worldwide processes. These 4 factors mean that Ericsson is facing a competitive market. This intense competition affects demands on products and services, which also affects how these products and services are developed, produced, and distributed. the designs are complex in the absolute and are further complicated by a diverse set of telecommunications standards that vary from country to country, said CIM Data's Stan Przylibinski. He continued, this leads to a complex set of product BOMs, bills of materials, and worldwide participation in the design process itself. In addition, cost pressures are intense, so the components and the finished products are made in low labor cost countries all over the world. According to Przylibinski, these complexities are all extremely important business drivers for PLM. Design and supply chain management is critical to being able to serve these growing and diverse markets. To support this, PLM enables design sharing around the world, product visualization, configuration management, and engineering change management, Przylibinski said. Another complicating factor is the tangential field of satellites, earth stations, search and navigation equipment, specifically product complexity and time to market. These are all major issues that PLM can address. Much of the work is done using subcontractors, so communication with suppliers is essential. The ability to handle complex product structures and engineering changes and provide visualization of complex designs is essential for companies in this field to deliver new products at target cost and on time, asserted Przylibinski. Ericsson CEO, digital disruption will come to every industry during 2016. Few people know more about the technology-inspired transition occurring in the telecom industry than Ericsson CEO and President, Hans Vestberg. Things are moving fast, and the speed is constantly escalating, Vestberg said during the World Mobile Congress in Barcelona, adding that, digital disruption will come to every industry in 2016, boosted by 5G, the Internet of Things, IoT, and the cloud. From the stage in Barcelona, Vestberg spoke of an industry that used to be all about hardware, but which now mainly deals with IT and software solutions. Ericsson is on a journey of transformation. Today, 66% of our business comes from software and services. Just years ago, the majority was hardware. The majority of our principal competitors are ICT players rather than telecommunications businesses. Our portfolio is constantly evolving to keep pace with customer demands. Now, with industries and even whole societies being disrupted by mobility, broadband, and the cloud, we are accelerating our own transformation. During his speech, Vestberg identified 5G, IoT, and the cloud as the hottest topics in the ICT industry and made major announcements in each area. 5G Ericsson has agreements with 20 major operators around the world to work together on 5G and continued radio prototype network field trials. The plan is to ensure the commercial launch of 5G in 2020. IoT Ericsson's new IoT transformation offering is a modular set of IoT professional services and software solutions that can be tailored to operators' needs and IoT ambitions. The Swedish telecom giant is also collaborating with ATT to bring the operator's digital life solution, which uses IoT technology to transform home security and automation, to service providers outside the U.S. The cloud Ericsson has announced plans to form a global business, technology and services alliance with Amazon Web Services, AWS, to accelerate cloud transformation for telecom service providers. Vestberg underlined the fact that many of these announcements are based on industry partnerships, since no single company by itself is capable of capturing every opportunity in an increasingly complex ICT landscape. With the pace of change being faster than ever, strong and long-term strategic partnerships are a necessity to drive growth, accelerate innovation, and speed the digital transformation demanded by customers and consumers across all industries, Vestberg said. PLM is one of the major tools in this. My take and a couple of remarks. A brave new world is forming, and SoC STEM will supply a strategically important part of the toolset that will support innovation at Ericsson. Is it a daring move to jump on the SoC STEM train and the 3D experience platform, which so far is not a clear-cut, industrially proven solution? This is not an easy question to answer. However, we can rest assured that the heavy decision-makers at Ericsson, CIO and former McKinsey leader Anders Gullin, and CTO Ulf Valdsson, have carefully considered the options and based their decision on a solid business case. My take, considering all the reasons discussed above, is that Dassault's charismatic leader, CEO and President Bernard Charles, made a clear commitment to Ericsson not only to deliver the required functionalities at a guaranteed price, but also to support the project with capable implementation partners such as IBM and Tata Consultancy Services, TCS. On top of that, Dasso has probably promised to deliver on time. It would not be surprising if Charles makes Ericsson a technology partner as an assurance of transparency and the ability to influence how things are done. That's how important this deal is to Dasso. My experience with Ericsson for IT generally, as well as PLM and ERP, is that while value creation is the number one requirement, cost is by no means unimportant. However, the fact that Dasso already had an implemented Innovia license base was probably one of the factors affecting the offered price. Upgrades are always cheaper than new seats, which in turn could have given them an advantage against the competition. To swap from a mainframe to a standardized high-end PLM/PDM system is a tough job. Normally, this would require a period of at least 15 months. During that period, Ericsson can probably expect limited business value to appear, if at all. Things like education, training, learning new processes, establishing new methodologies, and developing best practices takes time. The big gains will come later. A key question in this context is, how long will that process take? The poster child project with 3D experience at Jaguar Land Rover took much more time to implement and get up and running than expected. Neither Ericsson nor Dasso System can afford to take the same amount of time as the Jaguar project. It's a tough challenge, and one that will determine how mature the 3D experience platform has become.